Anna, congratulations on being a Dream Team member, and there's really no surprise why. You look at the stats on the sheet. You're a Class 2 state champion in the 100 hurdles and the 300 hurdles. You finished with a 13.02 second time in the 100-meter dash. You got sixth place and set a school record in your 200-meter dash time with 26.23 seconds. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. When it comes to sort of getting geared up for these type of events, how much hard work really goes into it?
A lot of hard work. I really spend most of the year training in track. I get only a couple weeks of off season, and it's scattered throughout the year. Track's pretty much, I could say it's my life, and I spend so much time working on it, and it's a passion, so it's not hard to work for it because it's what I want to be doing, and I spend most of my time dedicated to getting better and pushing myself in it.
You walk through our KJF doors, and immediately you can see the physique that you have, and there's no surprise that you're able to accomplish all these things. How much dedication are you putting into working out? Is it a lot of lifting weights, or is it more just sort of running and running and running?
It's both. Every morning when I wake up, the first thing I do is I go in the weight room for about an hour and a half, and then I'll go throughout my normal day, and sometimes they'll have me swim to get like extra cardio in, or just like staying busy, getting schoolwork done, that kind of stuff, because I'm in summer classes. And then at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, depending on the night, we go to practice, and normally that takes about 3 hours. So it's a combination between the weight room and getting stronger, and then running to also build me up, get quicker.
There's a lot of athletes that can probably honestly say that they're not going to, they haven't experienced what it's like to win a state championship, to be first in not just one event, but in your case, multiple events. Again, the 100 hurdles and the 300 hurdles, you were a class champion. Share with us what that feeling is like, truly, to be a state champion in those events.
To get on top of the podium and truly be at the top, and it was like a breath of like fresh air. Like, I was relieved because I worked so hard all season, and that was the goal that I had, because in the 300 hurdles last year I got second, and I knew that's not where I wanted to be on the podium. I wanted to be at the top, and to see that all pay off was truly a relief, and it made me like really happy, and I was ecstatic.
Share with us, if you will, sort of what goes through your mind when you're standing on top of that podium and you're seeing people taking pictures of you with the medal around your neck. I guess once you get off the podium, you get a plaque in your hand. You get congratulations from teammates and friends and family and your coach Rugley here. What's that moment like to just have all those people there to support you for that?
Well, I had an ear-to-ear grin, and I know I heard my mom yelling at me to get a picture, and she was like waving her arms at me to look at her, and so that was funny. And I just remember feeling like I finally did it. I finally got that, because in 300 hurdles, that was something that I missed last year, and I really wanted it this year, and it's like my hard work's paid off, and that's really all I kept feeling, was that it paid off.
I mean, this might be a stupid question, but I'm guessing your favorite moment of the season is being a state champion in those events, huh?
Yeah.
You just heard Coach Rugley talk about you and your hard work and just, you know, your relentless effort and your will to just do whatever you can to get at that top level. What would you like to say to your coach? I mean, I guess you probably say a lot of things, you know, off record, but while you're on the radio, what's some things you would like to say about Coach Rugley?
Well, I'd like to thank him, because every day he makes sure to tell us at the beginning of the workout to go to work and be the best that we can to be. He really motivates us, and then he'll trust us with our workouts, and he believes in us, and he'll make sure that before every race he comes and talks to us and lets us know what like he thinks we're capable of, which most of the time is more than what we think we're capable of. And so that really motivates us and makes us believe in ourselves, when sometimes we're not the best at that. And depending on the athlete, that's huge. Believing in yourself and confidence in yourself is everything, and he really pushes that onto our team.